We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Grant McCauley joins us on Wednesdays, as he will throughout the entire baseball season. Also brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer from Mark Spain Real Estate at 855-299-SOLD. Grant, how are you?
Hey, doing great, guys.
Good, man. Let's just talk about Jesse Chavez. Like the fact that this, you know, we joked about it, and maybe we spoke it into his existence. I don't know.
We did.
But, like, what was your reaction when you saw the Jesse Chavez news earlier this week?
No, really not surprising, because when I saw that the White Sox had cut him loose, I looked at his spring training numbers, and I was like, ooh, that's a rough spring. And then I went and looked at the game log, and I saw that basically he had a really bad first outing, and the White Sox just kind of let him go out there in spring training and wear it, which is a really weird thing to do when you think about spring training, throwing 40 pitches and giving up six runs. But Jesse settled down. He got into, I think, a good rhythm, and it just wasn't going to make their opening day roster. So when he got cut loose by Chicago, I just thought in the back of my mind, well, this is the end of spring training. Teams are going to do some shopping based on other guys who don't make rosters and opt out, or just have the ability to maybe just make that jump at the last minute. They'd already done it with Adam Duvall, who they liked an awful lot. Mm-hmm. And I don't think it's any secret how much the Braves like Jesse Chavez. So, you know, Jackson Stevens had pitched his way into, I think, a spot as kind of the long man, a mop-up reliever for the Braves. He's another guy they like. He's another guy I think we'll see at some point in 2024. But having that opportunity to get that reunion and have Jesse at 40 years old in his, what, fourth or fifth stint now, I guess, with the Atlanta Braves, having a chance to close out a very good career and still toss some meaningful innings the way he did last year, I think the Braves are pretty excited about that prospect. And I know Jesse Chavez was certainly emotional and excited about this reunion, as unexpected as it may have been.
Hey, what was your thought process? Or not thought process. What were your thoughts on the article? We were talking about it earlier in the show, Grant. I actually saw it when you had retweeted it and everything. What was your thoughts on how, you know, open Ronald Acuña was?
Oh, I really enjoyed reading that piece, because, I mean, I've known Ronald, you know, from the media side since he was 17 years old. I've talked to him throughout each different level of the minor leagues and asked him different, you know, questions. And you get pieces of the story. You get as much as somebody will let you into it. But I really felt like this was kind of an open door to his whole thought process, because, I mean, Randy, I don't need to tell you. I mean, like, a lot of athletes are not comfortable with that. They want to be guarded. They want to be stoic. They want to kind of have their reasons be what they are and not really have to explain it day after day. So a lot of guys, I don't feel like, really pull back that curtain. So I thought that was a pretty incredible, you know, opportunity to get inside the mind of a guy I think is the best player in baseball, what motivates him, what built him, who he is, what he's overcome, and obviously his excitement towards being a part of the kind of winning the Braves did a couple of years ago. He missed out on that. Everybody knows that that had to absolutely kill him to sit on the sidelines watching and not being able to do and not being able to be a part of it. So, you know, he's extra motivated for this year. And I thought that came across in the article as well.
Yeah. And usually guys, and he's probably done this in the past when you're asked about it, you just say, yeah, you know what? I was just really happy for my teammates. And that is what it is.
Sure.
He was like,
sure.
No, it sucked. I was depressed. I wanted to be out there. I wanted to play, which of course that's how he feels. Like, that's obviously how you're going to feel. But guys don't often admit that publicly.
That coin, right?
Yeah. Right. And there's nothing wrong with that. Like, that doesn't make you a bad teammate by saying, I want to be out there and help him. I loved it. I loved that part of it. And look, a lot of different parts of it as well. Spencer Strider will be on the mound tomorrow for the Braves, which is awesome. We talked last week about him getting that nod, the opening day starter and all that. Randy and I are going through, it seems like every single day a list comes out, and he's either one or two or whatever in baseball as far as what they expect to be the most talented starting pitchers in ball this year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't know, is there any way this hype is too much, or are we just all looking forward to seeing what's going to be a treat of a Spencer Strider season?
I think the latter is definitely true. As far as hype is concerned, I guess it's kind of all relative to you know, how that player is approaching his craft and how he approaches, you know, what he is setting out to do in a given season. And Spencer Strider, I know I've used the word cerebral a lot, but he's also very intentional in the way that he prepares and the work that he did in the offseason and the work that he did this spring to incorporate a new pitch to what was already an elite mix with his fastball and his slider. Now he's got another breaking ball offering, and his curveball, or excuse me, his changeup was pretty useful as well last year when he chose to use it. So I don't think this is going to be Spencer Strider reinventing himself in some kind of way that is just completely and totally unexpected, because he majors only 20-game winner last year. He led Major League Baseball in strikeouts, set a franchise record. And as far as full seasons, I don't think there's been another starting pitcher who's averaged more strikeouts per nine than Spencer Strider did last year. I think the other guys up there were like Jacob deGrom a couple of years ago, and even in the shortened season of 2020. But for somebody to do it over the course of 30-plus starts, Spencer Strider's already done some special things. So I think the hype, I guess, to make a long story short, is justified. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people are excited to see what this guy does as he now, with a full season under his belt, 2 years in the major leagues altogether, but a full season in the starting rotation last year. The sky's the limit for this guy. And it's one of the many reasons why he's the only pitcher to be signed to an extension in the midst of all the extensions that the Braves have been signing over the past few years.
Grant, tomorrow's opening day. What do you take away from it? Win or lose, win or loss, because it is just one of 162. What is something that you take away personally as far as our individual performance score? What do you look at?
Well, I can say, you know, either you win or you lose, right, or it rains, and hopefully it's not going to rain. That seems to be one of the things they're a little bit worried about. But that aside, I think that, you know, and talking to Spencer Strider a little over a week ago now, it's, you don't want to undervalue the value of every single game, but you also can't overhype it. I mean, the Braves went up to Philadelphia in 2019 and they got swept in that opening series, did not look particularly good. And man, if you could have seen the social media mentions I had on that, you could have blown up the team right there. So you know that everybody's living and dying on every pitch, but the Braves and most baseball teams realize, all right, that wasn't our series. Now we got to get on track. So I don't think that there's going to be too much put into it, even with the rivalry and the rekindling of that with the Phillies and where it is and the hostile environment that can be. I just feel like opening day is just that opportunity to get your season started. You'd love to win. You'd love to, you know, make that first impression on your fans, on yourselves, and kind of get it rolling. But I really can't put too much hype on just one day of the 162 mm-hmm. at the beginning as much as I could if it all came down to one game at the end. But I guess they all count the same. So I don't know if that makes a ton of sense, but everything seems to be kind of tied together when you start to try to extrapolate the value of one game over the course of a long season. They all matter,
right,
but I don't know that this one's more important than the other 161 that will follow.
Don't let nothing happen wrong, boy, because after one, it'd be blow this thing up now.
Oh, yeah. Strider gets rocked by the Phillies.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
blow it up.
See?
And you're putting it in the universe, so we'll talk about it next week.
Dang it, it'll be our fault. It would be really nice to beat the hell out of the Phillies, though, to start the year.
Sure.
I will say that. Of course, it doesn't fix what happened the last two off seasons, but it
no.
would be nice. Guess the lineup. What do you think the lineup looks like on opening day?
That lineup that we've seen, I believe, two of the last three games in spring training is the lineup I expect to see on opening day. I mean, Ronald Acuna Jr. at the top, Ozzie Albies, Austin Riley, Matt Olson, Marcell Ozuna, Michael Harris, then the catcher, which I assume will be Sean Murphy, then Orlando Arcia, then Jared Kelnick.
What was your thought process?
Pretty good nine.
That's pretty damn
pretty good.
Good
nine.
How do you feel about Kelnick coming out of the spring? Because obviously he started out slow, hit his first home run of the spring the other day. Well, so how do you feel with him knowing that he's going to be starting one of the corner outfields tomorrow?
Honestly, I mean, I spent less than zero time worrying about Jared Kelnick's first couple of weeks of spring training. Mm-hmm. Again, the big box for the Braves, I think, that they wanted to check as a team collectively was be healthy and be ready to start the season. The adjustments that he was making, and hearing from Kevin Seitzer, I know Mark Bowman of MLB.com had a really good article about this about a week or 10 days ago about, look, they like where Jared Kelnick is at, what he is doing, what he's incorporating, and the results are going to speak. This isn't a guy that went up there and struck out for 20 straight at bats before he put the bat on the ball this spring. I mean, he was hitting some balls hard. He was hitting them at people. And then later in the spring, that kind of flipped. And all of a sudden, you saw the base hits start to fall, the extra base hits, the home run. I'm sure that's a relief for him. But as I've said, you know, throughout the last, 6 weeks, the stats that really matter are the ones that are going to start on March the 28th or 29th, depending on the weather, And from that point forward, then we're going to start to get a read on who exactly Jared Kelnick is, what this change of scenery means, and what he might be able to do with this new opportunity and possibly 5 years to get comfortable here and be part of the winning that the Braves are doing.
If Jared Kelnick gets two hits tomorrow, no one's going to remember anything that happened in the spring. Now, if he doesn't...
The Grapefruit League opener?
Yeah, people are going to... Yeah, people are going to make a lot of it if he doesn't, but yeah, you know how it is, Grant. It's a long season that people overreact to on a daily or sometimes even inning-by-inning basis, and we get to start that all tomorrow. We're looking forward to it. Grant, thank you.
Appreciate it, G-Mike. Right,
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.